give Satan disturbs your life. If your heart enjoys the rest,
come quickly to Jesus Christ.
If your health gives you concern,
come quickly to Jesus Christ.
If your job is not stable, doubt and fear trouble your heart,
come quickly to Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ will give you peace. Jesus Christ will give you rest.
Come quickly to Jesus Christ. Come quickly.
Jesus Christ, come
today.
Come today.
We know your problem.
We know your problem.
Come with me.
lifted me, such you can I.
Something
your heart,
I'll believe Jesus Christ.
If your enemies threaten you,
I'll believe to Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ will give you hope. Jesus Christ will give you joy.
Good morning, everybody. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, Almighty Father, we are grateful to you because of your mercy and goodness in our lives. Thank you for all you did for us in the week. Thank you for the new week that is starting. We are starting with your mercy. Glory be to your name in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you are doing for us here in Italy. What you are doing for us there in Lagos, and what you are doing for Bible Pattern Church all over the world. Glory and honor be to your holy name in Jesus' name. We are going into your word now. We pray you will lead us. You will speak to us. You will minister to us. Your will, your purpose will be fulfilled in our lives. Amen. My God is great. Please be seated.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
Once again, I say good morning to you all. I do very fine here in Verona. The programs have been wonderful. We had some challenges the first day, but yesterday it was very okay. We had the ministers meeting and many ministers were there, responded well to our administration. The chairman of the Christian Council in Verona was there. The secretary was there. And some other ministers of God. It was very wonderful. Last night, we had a wonderful time again. And then by 10 o'clock today, the morning service will be starting. We give all glory to God. If you are hearing me well, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us today about what to do when you are faced with financial challenges. By financial challenges, I'm talking about difficult financial situations. Not to have sufficient money to do what one needs to do with money. Not to have sufficient money for food, for dress, for shelter, for school fees, when one is in debt, and situations are proving difficult, what do you do? That is what I want to quickly talk about. First and foremost, when you have financial challenges, do not lose hope or put your trust in God. Know for sure you are not the only one having such a challenge. That is the situation of so many people. And therefore, don't lose hope. In John chapter 16, verse 33, the Bible says, "These things are spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So here we are told that in this world, we will have difficulties, we will have tribulation, but we should be of good cheer because Jesus has overcome the world. Here, the tribulation is not specified. The Lord did not specify what type of tribulation we are going to have here. In other passages of the Bible, we are told about different forms of tribulation. Those who serve God before us, they had tribulation. Money is not the primary thing in serving God. The primary thing is the salvation of your soul. So God promises to meet all our needs according to his riches in glory. Don't allow financial situation, financial difficulty to make you lose hope. Because when you lose hope, you are likely going to do wrong. So my next point is that do not take any step you know to be wrong, you know to be contrary to the will of God because of your financial situation. Many people that are into all kinds of atrocities today, they started it. "So shall thou dwell in the land, and fairly thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Now the Bible says, when you trust the Lord, you do good. Trusting the Lord, to prove that you are truly trusting in the Lord, you want to do the will of God. You don't want to go into anything contrary to the will of God. If you have the boldness to go into anything contrary to the will of God, it means you are not trusting the Lord. If you are truly trusting the Lord, you want to make sure you are doing what is acceptable in his sight always. It's one of the evidences that you are trusting the Lord. So it says, trust in the Lord and do good. "So shalt thou dwell in the land, and fairly thou shalt be fed." The meaning of it is that when you are trusting the Lord and you are doing good, then God will supply your need and you will be fed. It is a very common thing for people to go into all kinds of wrongdoings because of financial challenges, such as gambling. Those who have never tried Baba Jebu before, who had never tried Lotto before, who had never tried Niger Bet before, and other forms of gambling, when they find themselves in financial situations, then they say, let me try this, maybe it will work for me. No, it doesn't work for children of God. That is not the right way to go. There are those who go into lying because they have financial challenges. Some even go as far as stealing. We've heard about those who go into prostitution. We've heard about mothers who said to be able to pay the school fees of their children because the father is not responsible, is not responding. Then they go to try prostitution. Others go to do evil works. A child of God don't work in a beer parlor. A child of God don't walk wherever they are doing anything that is contrary to the will of God for the sake of money. So don't go into anything that is contrary to the will of God because of your financial situation. Also, don't seek for or accept financial help from any questionable source. When somebody that is doing evil is sharing part of the gain or part of what is making from that evil activity with you, by the time his punishment will come, it is normal for you to share part of the punishment, not only in life, also in eternity. And therefore, in Exodus 23, verse 8, we are told, and thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindfolded the wise and perverted the words of the righteous. If you don't understand this, it looks as if, how can God say I shouldn't accept gift? It's not talking about good gift here. When Jesus was born, wise men came. They brought gifts. His parents accepted it. After Mary and Joseph accepted gifts like that, at the time Jesus was born, the Bible cannot tell us that we shouldn't accept gifts. It's talking about, this one is talking primarily about bribe. When you collect bribe will blindfold you. In the same way, when you collect money from wrong sources, you become blindfolded. You will not be able to focus. Your heart will not be right with God. And then, if you're asking God to let it be well with you, when you are doing what will not let it be well with you, you are the one disturbing your prayer. And therefore, when you are faced with financial challenges, don't seek for or accept money from any questionable source. Explain your situation patiently to God. Tell God, this is my situation, and pray. When you are saying, God, help me, God, bless me, you are not saying it. Go straight and say, Father, I need money for this school fees. I need money for this house rent. I need money to pay my staff. I need money to take care of this. I need money to take care of that. Be specific, be direct. Tell him exactly what you want him to do, and God will answer you. We have the example of Jabesh in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, starting from verse 9. And Jabesh was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabesh, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabesh called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Take note. God granted him that which he requested. God granted him that which he requested. Now, say it after me. God granted him that which he requested. Say it. It means if you want God to do anything for you, you tell him that thing you want him to do for you. Because he's going to grant you that which you request. Now, what did he ask from God? He told him specifically that God will bless him, that God will enlarge his coast, that the hand of the Lord will be with him, and that God will keep him from all evil, from evil. That God will not allow him to be grieved. Then God granted him that which he requested. So when you have financial challenges, don't just do general prayer. Go straight to the point. Tell him exactly what you need. Father, this is my situation. This is my condition. And this is what I want you to do for me. This is what I want you to do for me. there is the need for you to pray meaningful prayer if you are expecting meaningful answer. The Bible says, he that asketh, receiveth. When you ask, God says you will receive, but you need to ask. Asking is very important. And when you are asking, you are not just complaining. There are those who think they are praying by just saying, Lord, this is the situation, I'm in trouble, I'm in wahala, I'm in problem. Sometimes they even glorify Satan in the name of praying. Don't do that. Go to what you need. Tell God, this is what I need, and this is what I want you to do for me, and God will do it for you. You need money for your wedding. You need money for your education. You started the project. You need money to continue it or to complete it. You need money to travel. You need money for anything. Go to God and say to him exactly what you need. And God is a good God. He has promised to grant all our requests, to meet all our need according to his riches and glory. Number four, when you are faced with financial challenges, do not stop or refuse to give to God, even from the little you may have. When a farmer stops to plant because he doesn't have much, he will stop to harvest. So, in receiving from God, there is the need for you to give to God. Even that small thing you have, you still give out of it. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give to your bosom. The Bible says, when you pay your tithe, when you give your offering, the windows of heaven will be opened, and God will release blessing, more than you even need, to you. Some people foolishly, because they think they don't have, whenever it's time to give to God, they will not give. They will rather spend that little they have on something else. No, that is not wisdom. In fact, the Bible says you have to give if you are going to receive. We have the example of that widow in Mark chapter 12. If you read from verse 41, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites. Take note, two mites, which made a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and said unto them, fairly I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her wants did cast in all that she had, even all her living. She brought very small amount of money. Very small amount of money. I don't even know how much we'll call it today, because you have two farthing, you have two mites in a farthing, and I think it's around five farthing you have in a pence. You know what that means. Very small amount of money she had. But everything she had, because she wanted God to bless her, and she knew that what she had would not be enough to take care of her, so she brought everything and threw it. We've heard about children of God that are having projects, that are having situation that needs big amount of money, and because the money is not there, they even take the little they have and say, Father, I don't have enough money for this thing. This little I have, just take it. Take this one, and then give me what I need. And many times, they've returned with testimony. When you follow that good example, one of these days, we'll be sharing your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. When you are faced with financial challenges, do not stop to assist those you are still in a position to assist. However serious your case may be, however poor you may be, there is still somebody that is poorer than you. There is still somebody that is having a more serious case than you, and you are in a position to help such a one. Because it is when you help others, God will cause you to be assisted. God will cause you to be helped. When you rise up to solve the problem of others, God will raise up people to solve your own problem too. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9, the Bible says, he that hath a bountiful heart shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. You have somebody around you that you are in a position to assist. Even when you don't have enough for yourself, take a little of that which you have and assist that fellow. It's a proof that you are trusting God. You know, we don't only trust God in our hearts, we don't only trust God with the word of our mouth, we show we are trusting God with our action also. What you do can show whether you are truly trusting God or you are not trusting God. So when you are trusting God, take part of what you have and assist those you are in a position to assist. And God will repay you surely, surely. Also, when you are faced with financial challenges, pray continuously about your situation. That you have prayed before and the result does not come, does not mean you should fold your hand and then stop to pray. Continue to pray and pray and pray and pray. You cannot pray too much. Your prayer cannot be too much. God is never tired of listening to us. In fact, he told his disciples that up till now you have asked for nothing. Ask that your joy may be full. So when the situation is still there, go back to God. Knock again and again. And tell God, I'm still waiting for your miracle. I'm still expecting that which I have requested from you. Do it for me, O Lord. And God will do it for you. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. You see? Ask. Seek. Knock. Some people have used the English there, that ask starts for A, S, starts for S, and they start for seek. A stand for ask. S stands for seek, and K stand for knock. When you join the three together, A for ask, S for seek, K for knock. When you join the three together, what do you have? You have ask again. So when it says ask, seek, knock, it's asking you to ask more. When you pray and the result does not come, add fasting. If the result does not come, do nitrogen. If the resources does not come, call some people to join you. The Bible says two are better than one. Call some people to join you in the prayer and pray together, and God will surely answer your prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Then seek for good counsel from right sources. You see, when you are faced with financial challenges, don't only pray, don't only trust God. Think about what you can do. Many times God put an idea in your heart that he wants you to work upon and get good results. This woman in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 lost her husband. She became a widow. The husband happened to be a man of God. Men of God in those days, they don't have much. So the man died and left nothing for the family except debt. Now, after the burial of the man, the creditors came and said they wanted to collect their money. And since the woman did not have money to collect, she told them, I have nothing to pay. They said, no, you have something to pay. You have two children. Give us your two children to become slaves. And that will pay. We'll sell your children and then pay your debt. And the woman felt that would be too bad for her. When she didn't know what else to do, she decided to seek for counsel from a good source. When you are seeking for counsel, don't go to seek for counsel from somebody you know is a gambler, who will teach you how to gamble. Don't go to seek for counsel from somebody you know is a worshiper of Satan, who will teach you how to worship Satan and make money. Don't go to seek for counsel from anybody you know to be ungodly. It will lead you on the path of ungodliness. Some children have become pickpockets by seeking for counsel from people that are into such a thing. Some have even joined armed robbery gang by going to seek for help from armed robbers. Seek for counsel from godly people. From people that can be of help to you. This woman, we read about her in 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm starting the reading from verse 1. Now, there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bound men. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door unto thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay thy debt, and leave thou and the children of the rest. Can you see? When she went to seek for counsel from the man of God said, what do you have? The woman thought she had nothing. Meanwhile, she had a little oil. He said, I have nothing, no, but just a little oil. The man of God, okay, take the little oil, go to your neighbors, borrow a lot of vessels, lock yourself and your children in, and let them bring the vessels to you one by one. Then you pour the oil into the vessel and see what will happen. And as the woman was pouring the oil into the vessel, a miracle started. The miracle continued to flow as long as they brought the vessel, until all the vessels were filled. When the woman said, bring more vessels, and the children, all the vessels were finished, the oil stayed. Can you see? That is a miracle. Sometimes when you go to seek for counsel, God will put an idea in the heart of the person that is counseling you as to what to do. Not in all cases, it will be pour oil into a vessel. It may teach you to write a letter. It may teach you to talk to somebody. It may talk to somebody on your behalf. It may even show you something you can do. It may even assist you by himself. And before you know it, the problem is solved. So when you are faced with financial challenges, don't give room to despair. Don't give room to hopelessness. We have heard about people who committed suicide because they have financial challenges. Now tell me, the problem in hell and the problem of lack of money, which one is greater? But nobody will kill himself and expect that he will be going to the kingdom of God. The life you do not create, you don't have the power to terminate. The point I'm making is that when you are faced with financial challenges, put your hope in God, put your trust in God, pray for God's help, pray for God's assistance, take the necessary steps, and it shall be done. And lastly, continue to pray and look for more legitimate means of making more money. And pay good attention to any idea, big or small, God may put in your heart. At any time, the Holy Ghost of God can create an idea in your heart. Majority of the millionaires we have in the world today, who made their millions through legitimate means, actually come into that through ideas. Ideas. An idea will just come. Can't you start this small business? And before you know it, they start. We heard of a woman who had an idea of selling bonds. Bonds. She was selling and making little money. But one day, an idea came to her heart that since she wanted God to really bless her, and God has promised that if you pay your tithe, he will bless you so much, she decided that she will not be paying one tenth. She will be paying 9/10. No, I do not say everybody should try that. If you are led of God to do it, it's between you and your God. If you are not led of God to do it, I didn't say you should do that. But this woman said, I'm going to be giving God 90%. So of the gain she made, each time she will remove 10% for herself and give 90%. You say, how was the business continuing? Business was continuing. She wasn't tampering with the capital. She was doing that with the gain. 90% to God, 10% to herself. And when God will perform a miracle, more and more children began to be interested in her bonds. Then the women in the community saw the way children were buying her bonds and decided to go into that business too. So a lot of women will fry bonds and go to sell. But they discovered that children will wait until she comes around before they buy. After a while, those women came together and said, we don't know what this woman is doing to our bonds, that people prefer our bonds to our own. What would be good for us is this. Let us reach an agreement with the woman. So they talked to the woman that, woman, we are also selling bonds, but people are not buying our own. They are buying your own. This is what we do. Whatever you are putting into the bond that is making the people to buy it, we want us to reach an agreement. From now, you don't go out to sell bonds. You'll be frying the bonds. We'll be coming to buy from you, and then we'll be going to sell. Before you know it, she became a director, employing people, frying bonds, a lot. And women will just be coming to buy and go to sell. That was how God met our problems. We have a lot of stories of God performing miracles, solving financial problems for people. The God we serve is the same today, the same yesterday, and the same forever. What he did before, he can do again and again and again and again. We've had a lot of testimonies of what God has been doing. Before I started the journey to Italy, we started the journey on Tuesday. On Monday, the general of Asias came as before. There was this Baba, he's not a general of Asias, he's just a leader in his church. He had been coming to the interdenominational Bible study since it started, he and his wife. In fact, that Monday, he came very early before the rest of people would come. So where I sat, he came to greet me. As he greeted me, I remember that he did something. 2 or 3 miracle nights ago, we made pledges concerning Okearo Church that we are working on. If you remember, wave your hand. Now, that miracle night, we made pledges concerning Okearo Church. And as the pledges was being made, somebody, I saw how the Baba came to that miracle. Now, he's not our member. He has been coming to interdenominational Bible study. But he attended the program. I saw that as people were collecting sleeves, he collected. And he wrote something. One of the people collecting it from people drew my attention that this Baba is not our member and is collecting, he's writing to do something. I told him that the Baba had been coming to the National Bible study since we started. And that has been on for almost 6 months. Can we still call this Baba visitor? And I didn't know what to do. I said, we cannot return the paper to him. So it was collected. Later, a few days after, I think the following Monday, it should be the following Monday, the Baba, he was one of the first person to pay. The Baba came and handed over an envelope to somebody. So they told me that the Baba brought the envelope of what he promised. And when they counted the money in it, it was 50,000. I said, hey, so it was such a big money that the Baba promised. When the money was collected and we used it for Okearo. Now, this last Monday, as he was early, I went to greet him. As I was greeting, Abi, he came to greet me. As we were greeting, I now remember that, since this Baba did that, we never said anything. No. So I now greeted him. I said, Baba, I heard of the promise you made during our program, and you pay. You know, he's a retired military officer. He should be a retired major or something. I expressed my surprise that it was not expected. And I said, normally we don't expect visitors to give us money, but we didn't know how to return your own because you have been coming to the programs. And he said, no, I've been coming and God has been blessing me. You see me saying this online. I'm saying it in Italy, Verona, Italy. You are hearing in Lagos. You should expect that people are hearing in so many other places. Which means even this Baba may be hearing as I am talking. You know what he told me? He says, I've been coming, God has been blessing me. God has been blessing me. He talked a little about the ministration, I have been blessed. Then he began to give me testimony of financial blessing that he received from God. He told me that since I paid that money, he told me of a situation whereby they needed to contribute money in their church. He said in their church, they levy each other. I say, unlike your church, in our church, they levy for things. And the levy came, my wife was to pay a certain amount. I was to pay a certain amount. And the money was not there. But surprisingly, he told me how God sent money. In fact, he demonstrated, you know, he's of age, he's more than 80 years of age. But he demonstrated that Maureen, Maureen, when I went to pray, I gave my wife, I said, go and pay your own. And I paid my own. And Maureen, Maureen. He also talked about some other ways. He said there was money that the military had been holding them, which they pay. After he gave that money, that's not a member of bipartisan church. You know, from such people, we don't expect offering. We don't even ask them to bring. And then in some cases, they try to bring, we first say, no, this is for our members. We couldn't reject his own because he had been attending the International Bible Study for close to 6 months. But he was sharing testimony with me last Monday. What does that suggest to you? And the fact that I can say it for people to hear everywhere, you know, I've not adjusted it in any way. If he has heard the story, he will know that I was saying the truth. What I'm trying to say is that you continue to do what you are expected to do. Continue to trust God. Continue to pray to God. Don't stop to give to God. Don't allow the financial constraint to limit your activity in the church, to reduce your commitment to God. Don't allow it to reduce your tithe, to reduce your offering. Don't allow it to reduce your willingness to help others. That is a proof that you are trusting God. Trusting God is more than the word of mouth. Trusting God is more than what you have in your heart. Trusting God has to do with what you do practically. And when you do that, our God will surprise you. He has been doing it, he will do it more and more. All of you, if you think back, you will remember at one time or the other, God performed financial miracles in your life, just like that Baba that you shared the testimony in the past. That same God who did it then is still alive today. And he will do more. He will do more. My God is great. Let me quickly teach you this song. I sang it this morning. It's a very simple song. Sing after me. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for today. Sing it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you every day. Sing it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you every day.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you forever. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you forever. Sing it. Okay. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you every day. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you forever, Otia. Thank you. Sing it now. Now, for dear Father, thank you for today. Lord Jesus, thank you every day. Holy Ghost, thank you forever. Dear Father, thank you for today. Lord Jesus, thank you every day. Holy Ghost, thank you forever. So we take it again. Shall we go now? Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you every day. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you forever, Otia.
Done.
Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you every day. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you forever, Ujia. Before praying, let's sing it three times more. Three times. Everybody, take it now. One, two, three, go.
Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you every day. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you forever.
Once more. The last time.
Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, every day. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you forever.
Now, after my ministration yesterday, I prayed with the ministers of God that were present. I told them I've not corrupted my hand. I told them I've been living my life as a child of God. I told them that when I pray for them, I know God will answer. I asked them to bring their hands. But do you know what? I was feeling the anointing powerfully as I was praying for them. That same anointing will work for you. If you have any financial challenge, leave your position now and go to the altar. You are currently having any financial challenge, leave your position and go to the altar. I'm going to pray for you. Leave your position and go to the altar now. If you have any financial challenge, don't wait for me. Do like that woman, explain the financial challenge, the situation, and what you want God to do. By the time I'm returning to Lagos, the testimony of most of you will be ready. And the rest of you will be ready with your testimony at the appointed time. Kneel down, whether you are able to get to the altar or not, kneel down wherever you reach and begin to say to God, this is the financial challenge and this is what I want you to do about it. Pray to God. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, I thank you so much because of today. Thank you for this grace we have to call upon you in every situation. Thank you for your word that we have heard today. Bless this word in our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. I commit each of your children that are at the altar now to your hands, that whatever brought each of them to the altar, you will take care of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, take care of their financial situations and bless them abundantly in the name of Jesus. I have told them that as I pray for them, by the time I'm returning to Lagos, later this, the end of this week, the testimony of most of them will be ready. And the rest of them will have their testimony by and by. God of miracle, perform your miracles in their life. Send them blessing. Send them goodness. Send them mercy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Touch whatever they are doing to make money and prosper the work of their hands. As they'll be going out tomorrow to work, to look for money, lead them to the green pasture. Lead them to the table you have set. Lead them to the still water. Lead them to where their blessings are. Father, as they go out to look for money tomorrow, this week, Lord, those who are holding their allocation, those who are having the money you have allocated to them, cause them to locate them and release such money to them so that it shall be well with them and they will give glory to your name. Forever your name will be exalted. Father, I pray that the rest program we are doing here in Italy, you make to be successful. We'll be going now for the Sunday service here. Father, make it to be successful. And all our programs over there, make them to be successful. Those who have gone out for evangelism, make them to be successful. Our Bible study tomorrow, make to be successful. The International Bible Study for tomorrow, make to be successful. All our other programs, the Thursday Hour of Miracle, even the Bible study in all the branches, the development program of Wednesday, the Hour of Miracle of Thursday, the workers' meeting of Saturday, and all the rest programs we have for this week, make them all to be successful. And everything we do here in Italy, make to be successful. Your name will be glorified forever. Thank you so much because you have done it. The children, I bless again. Bless all my children. The children in Caraoli, the children here in Italy, the children all over the world, all the children of Bible Pattern Church, make them heads and not tails. Give them the spirit of excellence. Make them to excel in their education. Make them heads. Make them to prosper. Make them to do well. May the parents not lack anything we need to take care of these children. Even the babies in their mother's womb, bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. None of our pregnant women will experience anything evil. They will not give birth prematurely. They will not experience stillbirth. Rather, the children will grow well and do well and be born at the right time. And it will be well with the children, it will be well with the father, it will be well with the mothers in the name of Jesus. And for those who are seeking your face for the fruit of the womb, Father, I pray that you will do your wonders, you will do your miracle in the life of each and every one of them. In this land of reformation that I am today, I pray, Lord, that there will be miracles. That very soon I begin to hear testimonies one after the other. For those who are seeking your face for who to marry, Lord of miracle, perform your miracle and give them who to marry so that it shall be well with them. God, you are good. God, you are great. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. God, you are reliable. Forever we will serve you. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Hadegun Avenue, Karaoli Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.